Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Oh my God, we're back. And we're in my bougie garage. We're in my craft slash podcast studio.
Your bougie garage.
Wait, oh my God, it's Tana. Tana's arriving.
Oh, yes. You accept this rose into your world.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. Welcome to the draft picks and the first 2019 and our third anniversary of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine. I am coming to you from the podcast studio that Patreon built. So thank you so much. I am in my garage. It's so cute. We'll take pictures of it and put it on our website. I am here. What a lineup to start to do the draft pick with. Can I just say, what a lineup.
It's all-star.
It's all-star. Okay.
Just three sports references.
Okay.
I'm so happy right
okay.
now.
There's a,
oh, sorry.
Okay, wait. I got to introduce you.
Yeah, sorry.
You might just have heard the dulcet tones of the man, the future ex-husband of J.J. Marine. She met him in Nashville. She fell in love with him as soon as he said he was excited to be there. And she said, Are you Rob? He's now draped in a blanket, looking like it's almost like he's decided to wear a sporty shawl for 2019. And you know what? Katie and I were chatting earlier. You were Bachelor of the Year 2017.
Yeah.
You were Bachelor of the Year 2018.
Yeah.
Could he do it again? And we voted earlier. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
What a shock.
Is he ever going to pick a bachelorette? I don't know. I don't care. I love him so
Maybe
much.
Maybe this is my year.
This is your year, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Benedict, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be back.
What do you think of the podcast studio?
I love it so much. I can't believe we have a home.
Would you like to shake? JJ sent, my mom's new nickname, JJ, she sent a snow globe filled with glitter and crystals.
This is incredible.
Make a wish.
Oh, my God. This is freaky.
Are you wishing that Colton finds his bachelor and runs off into the sunset?
It's weird. There's so much snow in here. It's like a static on a TV.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's like it's midnight back in the day when the TV would just go
off. That's Colton trying to find his dream girl slash boy through
exactly.
the crystals.
It's Colton trying to find his sexuality.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Across from me is a woman I love so much. And I wanted to say, people are going to go, where is she? Where is she? I'm going to tell you where she is. And you need to go support her. She's not going to be with us for a couple weeks because she's going back east because she's recording her album,
Woo!
Which is going to make her rich and famous. We love her so much. She's my platonic life partner, my lady love, a woman who's wearing a New York Giants hat.
Yeah, world champion.
World champion hat. She thrills me like no one else. She's my favorite dance partner in the world, Erin Foley.
Yay!
Hi, Erin.
Happy holidays, happy birthday, happy 2019. Colton is gay.
Colton is so gay. My mom couldn't stop talking about it over New Year's. That's all she talked about. She
like JJ?
JJ was like telling JJ took me to Ojai where she was telling like waiters and strangers. Like she's so obsessed with like Colton being gay. She's so mad. She doesn't like Colton. And then I don't know if you guys saw, but there was like a preview of the season where Colton jumps over a fence to get away from women.
What?
Did you see that?
No.
There's like a 15-foot fence and he like races and it's like in the middle of the night and Chris Harrison's like, Colton, wait, don't go. And he literally runs and like hops the fence just to get away from all these women.
Is it the border wall?
It's the border wall.
He's running to Mexico.
It's the border wall.
He's running to Mexico.
That's right.
Before we get started, you were so fun at my birthday/holiday party.
I was driving here.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Same-sex complicated life partner was driving.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
The crowd already went nuts. Yeah,
the crowd went
nuts.
Dating. Yeah, see ya.
Thinking that
my
thought was, can we just have spontaneous dance parties?
Yeah.
Because the joy I have, first of all, watching you dance watching us dancing together
is
just pure joy.
Oh my God. Can I just say, so I hired an official DJ this year.
So he's
now,
great.
I had two friends afterwards tell me it was too loud. And I say to them, you're not my friend anymore.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
They're wrong, right?
Yeah, get a blanket and take a nap.
Yeah.
What are you, 80?
Yeah.
Am I right?
I mean, was it too loud? You were there, Tana. Was it too loud? Oh, my God. It was too loud.
I don't know if it was. I don't really remember. I don't think it was too loud. I drank too much. You had way too much alcohol. So
I know how to throw a party.
I drank.
Music and alcohol. Now, before we get going, I also want to say a big fat hello to Tana Hosnier and Katie Levine. I call her Tana because in the summer she gets really tan.
Is this a new name?
It's her
change?
New nickname,
okay,
like JJ. Like JJ.
Has there been a and name?
And Katie
change?
Levine, welcome, you guys. Are you excited for the season?
Colton.
Colton and 30 blondes who all look the same.
Before we get started, I want to do a little business. Guys, if you're Jonesing and you're like, I've been missing them since last summer, well, you can see us in person next weekend at January 12th. I don't know what weekend this is. It'll be a week and a half. It'll be in San Francisco at San Francisco Sketch Fest. Erin will not be there because she'll be recording her album in New York that night, the 12th. Where?
The 13th.
Where?
January 13th.
Where?
Sunday at New York Comedy Club, Midtown location, 7 p.m. and 9:15. Use the discount code FOLEY. Thank you.
Go support Erin. If you love the podcast and you love Erin, go laugh really loud so she gets a great album. We will be, Rob and I and Anna will be in San Francisco Sketch Fest. Here's who's going.
Can you give me live updates?
Me. I can't wait. It's going to be really fun. Me. Rob. Anna. Padgett.
Yeah.
Padgett. She's going to be devastated that you're not there.
I'm
going to
be devastated.
Brian Sofey, who's a fucking blast if you haven't done it with him. My friend Lori. And then I've gotten three contestants. Number one, Anna cracked. And I've been corresponding with somebody else who wants to do the podcast but is not available that weekend. Wills of the Suits.
Wow. Oh,
I love
and the little mustache. And then he fronted Crazy Chris when Chris was like being a hothead. And he was like, oh, you get 2 minutes with her. And then he was like, what's up, baby? Like, he said basically, like, baby, he called like Chris. He was so smooth.
Well, yeah, Wills.
Wait, didn't you go to college with
you
him?
You went to, that's,
oh, nice.
She
that's
cracked him.
Cracked it. Okay.
And then via Wills, we got the biggest dog of all, which I love. Like, he makes me, I was rooting for him. Venmo John! Who made me so happy. We got Venmo John.
Wow.
Because it reminds me, it's like, he's like smart, successful, and it reminds me if my brother was like hot and went to the gym, because
right.
he's a programmer, that like, good for Venmo John that he made out with everyone in Paradise.
Yeah.
So excited.
And none of us saw that coming.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved
PayPal
it.
PayPal Pete, yes. But not Venmo John.
And then we also got Annalise.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
We got Annalise!
I'm taking a red eye. Is that, can I
By
do that?
By the way, she sent in, so they all just sent in like biopics. She looks so beautiful in her biopic. My goal with Annalise is I want Annalise by the end of our live podcast to feel and own her own. She may already be doing this.
Yeah.
But I want her to know what a fox she is. She's better than all these guys.
Yes.
And like, we love her and we want her to feel good about herself and to pick up, shoot up.
Yeah. Yes.
That, oh my God, I can't
Annalise.
Believe it.
Can you? Are you so excited?
I'm so starstruck right now.
Can you handle it?
I've got,
we got Annalise, Venmo, John, and Wills coming.
Oh my God.
Can you believe it?
Those are great
That's
gets.
A good plan for Annalise. And I, listen, I'm straightforward. We've always put Annalise and Debbie Downer, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Every time she picks a guy, he turns out to be a mass murderer.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we're all cheering
we
for
want her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she needs to blossom in 2019.
I think yeah. she can. I
wasn't
think
Annalise
can.
Originally on day one wore a mask?
Didn't yes.
She wore a mask.
She did. She wore a
she
mask.
She wore a mask.
Good
like
memory.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. I'm very excited about that. And I had contact with Jason from Buffalo.
Jason!
He was so sweet. He emailed me right back, which some other people didn't. He wants to do the podcast. He loves Shameless. He was excited that I'd reached
nice.
Out. But he is going to be with his buddy, Blake, in Denver.
What?
He said he and Blake want to do the podcast sometime.
Oh, my God. Those were our two favorites.
We loved them. Maybe. No, he lives in Seattle. Maybe we need to go to Seattle to do a live one with
I love
Jason.
The city of Seattle.
Do you want to go to Seattle?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so also, there's a rumor. Caitlin and Sean broke up. I don't know if this is true, but Lori sent me, allegedly, here are the updates. Allegedly, maybe Jason and Caitlin Bristow might be dating.
Yeah, you texted me that, and I was all for it. I thought that's a good match.
I believe it.
I like that combo because he seems like a – I liked Sean, but he seems like a calmer, similar vibe to Sean, but like more low-key.
I want
to
look it up.
I think he's – they're more on the same vibe because I feel like Sean's always just like, what's up, and like lifting weights or something.
I also heard
– I don't know if I agree with that. I would say they're very different.
Yeah.
Jason was like a cool – like
yeah.
he blossomed by the end and
yeah,
Sean
he
came
was
out
great.
Like a fucking – like the Hawaiian Punch dude. He just like went through a wall and was like –
Yeah.
And Jason I thought was so wonderful.
Yeah.
I also
– And she's got another face on top of her face.
Yeah. This is her third face.
Another face on top of our face. Okay, here's the other. All right, I'm going to scoot this mic down.
She looks
Katie,
so
give me a heads up when you want to talk. Okay, here's the other gossip I heard. Apparently, Meatball is dating Peter.
No.
Hot Peter.
Wait.
The only bachelor who ever had integrity because they tried
right.
to make him the bachelor
yeah.
and he wouldn't do
her.
It.
Yeah.
And I loved
sweet
him.
Salt and Pepper Peter.
Salt and Pepper Peter. Apparently,
and
Bibby.
Who's
dating my sweet little Meatball?
Bibiana, the Meatball.
Oh.
Apparently, Meatball and Peter were spotted at a basketball game in Miami.
Wow.
That's why she didn't date anyone in Paradise.
What?
She's saving herself for Peter, probably.
Oh my God, how good is that? Meatball and Peter is the best. We love her, and
she
you
was
go,
my
girl.
Favorite during Paradise.
How great is that?
Do you have an update on the Little Russian?
The one that
yes.
Heiner,
she
the
apparently
one that
was dating Blake for a while, and then they.
Oh yes, Christina.
Their lives yeah. were just a little too. You
they
know,
broke
like,
up.
Yeah, apparently they weren't on the same.
Wait,
like they were both just doing their own thing.
Arden,
like,
she's calling in. She's calling in.
What?
The Russian's calling in right now.
Oh, hello. Oh, hi.
Hello, Arden.
Oh, hi.
Oh, there she is.
Wait, hello.
Hi. How are you, Christina?
Oh, dating so many people.
What did you eat for,
what
for Christmas
food,
dinner?
What
you know,
in the
I did not have money. I had lipstick
okay.
and drum of turkey.
Okay, great. And where are you staying in an Airbnb? Where are you sleeping?
Underneath your table.
Okay, great.
Oh, so it's not actually a phone call. Just...
surprise.
Okay, so... and cool. now, are you still mad at Dean, or are you forgiven Dean?
He is Judas.
Oh, okay. So that's, you don't like him. He's betrayed you.
I kill him with bare hands.
Oh, so he's dead. He's no longer with us.
I rip his
bare
penis
hands.
Off and shove two dogs.
So why don't I call Dean's dad and see if Dean's dad is
oh, yeah,
grieving?
Yeah, let's get
hello, Mr. Wait, his... What's his last name? Ulrich?
Mr. Dean's dad.
Ungrit?
Unglart?
Englart? Mr. Unglart?
You can call me Dean's dad.
Are you? How do you think you did as a father?
I don't believe in telephones, so I just barely answer.
Did you think you were a pretty good dad?
I think I'm a great dad. Maybe it's the chickpeas talking, but...
Which one is your favorite wife?
Oh, God. I really love Dean's mother.
your new wife is right there. She's right there, and you're saying this in front of her.
Go make more chickpeas.
Yes, Captain.
Yes, Captain.
I make her call me Captain.
So I see you have a captain's hat on. Is that a new thing? Is that your place?
Yeah, it's part of our religion. You know, we just kind of worship the sun and. call each other Captain.
You seem like a constipate.
Yeah. It's been a rough couple of years ever since I lost it on national television.
And what did you think of Dean getting murdered by Christina? Are you sad?
I'll murder you too, cocksucker.
Okay, no, that's not fair. That's not fair, Christina.
Yeah. Sorry.
So how do you feel about Bibi and Peter dating? Did you think you would be the one to date Peter?
I crush both of them with my bare hands.
Okay, I'll tell you guys other news. Apparently, Clay, the Kermit the Frog football player that broke his wrist, apparently is dating Angela, who had the bouncy hair.
Who was with Eric.
That was with Eric, and then Eric.
Eric was like, I didn't say I loved you.
On Paradise.
I said I loved you.
Wait, Eric, the fireman from Canada?
Eric, the guy who, Eric was from Baltimore. Remember
It was miracle season with Eric.
Yeah.
Keep 100. Guy.
Wait, who's
keep the one who's like, keep your name or my name out your mouth.
Yeah. So apparently he and Angela are together.
Oh.
Which one was Angela?
Angela had
bouncy
hair.
She was the one with Eric, but she got with Clay, the football player, who was like, I broke my hand, so I should probably leave.
Yeah.
That's the best impression of him ever.
Let's see, what else? Is there anything else? I wanted to say, Ari's having a baby with his, and nobody cares.
With
nobody
his
cares.
Piece of cardboard?
With his piece of cardboard. He impregnated his cardboard.
Who's it? Who did he wind up with?
That lady
exactly.
Was a
matter.
And then I want to say that yesterday when I was at Trader Joe's.
Arizona needs another Republican.
Right. I was at Trader Joe's yesterday. A woman was bending over. I didn't see her, and I accidentally Me Too'd her with my grocery cart. I poked into her ass. I looked at her. She was bending over, square in the wrong. We made eye contact. I was like, I am so sorry. And she looked at me like she was upset. And then I said, I just Me Too'd you.
No, you did not
say
that out
loud. And I said, at least it was me. And then she sort of laughed. And then I was like, but it didn't seem like it was cool.
That's how were you dragged out by security?
And then security came and dragged me out. And I was like, but I need my Joe O's. I need my Joe O's and my two-buck chunk.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Before we get going, should we do you? Do you have anything that you want to promote, Aaron?
Just the album in New York, January 13th. And then all my other tour dates are Aaron K. Foley. Happy to be here.
Rob and I are going to be at Sketchfest. We're doing two shows together. We're doing the 12th. We're doing Will You Accept This Rose? And on the 13th, we're doing Part of My Tangent with me, Rob, Janine Garofalo, and Brian Safi. So that should be fun. That's at 1 p.m.
Yes.
I'll be at Vancouver at Yuck Yucks for four shows, the 25th and the 26th of January. And I will be at Roseville, California for one night only, Friday, February 8th.
Such a random place to do comedy.
Where is Roseville?
It's right outside. It's like a suburb of Sacramento.
Okay, great.
But it's its own city.
It's like a theater.
It's very affluent.
Is it?
Yeah,
oh,
Roseville,
no.
They have their own Galleria.
Oh, no.
And a water park.
I'm going to be they're going to groan at me. They're going to groan at me.
Just off those water park jokes.
Guys, do you love water sports? I mean water parks? Oh, no. The town hired me, so I'm nervous. I hope I do well.
Well, I've never heard of a town hiring anyone, so good luck.
A lot of money and nothing else going on.
I'm worried that I'm going to be... I'm like, who picked me?
Are you going to, cut the ribbon for their new development?
I hope so.
That's all Roseville is housing development.
Maybe I have to marry a titan of industry. That would be all right. I could get heat in the garage. Yeah. Okay, here we go, guys. We're meeting Colton's Bachelors, and we're doing our picks. Are you guys ready? Email us your picks, and it doesn't count if this show's already aired. Anybody can pick the top crazy once they've acted crazy. We want to pick them from the photos. Number one, Alex B., I appreciate a strong eyebrow.
And a strong jaw.
A strong jaw and a strong eyebrow.
A lot
she's
of teeth.
She's a 29-year-old dog rescuer from the Couve. That's what I like to call Vancouver. Mm. She is a proud owner of a successful dog rescue business, which takes her all over the world. Katie's ready to put a ring on it. Takes her all over the world in search of four-legged friends to save. To date, she saved almost 5,000 dogs from slaughter.
Hmm.
Luckily
no wonder why
for Alex,
she's single.
Fun fact, she once lived in a van. in Australia, down by the river.
Oh. No, thank you.
Her favorite movies are The Mighty Ducks, The Lion King, and Old School. And country is her favorite music genre.
Shocking.
Guys.
That's going to be a negative for me.
I think what is that expression? Hot out of the gates? Does not apply.
Okay. All right.
How old is she?
She's 29.
42.
Do you have a pen, Tana?
I do not have.
I have an extra one.
I came.
I'll borrow
nothing.
An extra one. I'll give it. I will not. I will steal it after I've stolen your heart.
Oh, look at this tiny cashew.
Aww.
Oh my God. Okay, great. All right, so I'm going to nix it out. Anna, do you want it?
And just for the record, if anyone's keeping score at home, there are two Alexes.
Okay, so that's Alex B, and we're now going.
That I love that she rescues dogs, and I think it's really great, and and I like that, and more people rescuing dogs.
I appreciate that that California just banned puppy farms.
Yeah, yeah. If you can't
and straws,
it, like stores that sell animals, they have to be from a rescue now.
That's
awesome.
That's amazing. Amazing.
We have the coolest state.
We have the coolest state. Guys,
let's go get a dog. After
Maxine Waters banned that.
Okay.
Okay.
Alex D, 23. It says sloth. That's what she does for a living.
This is
sorry.
Alex D, it says sloth, Boston, Massachusetts. A New England gal through and through. Alex was born on Cape Cod. That's not how you say it. A New England girl through and through. Alex was born on Cape Cod. She went to college at UMass. And now lives in Boston, where she's not cheering on the Patriots or the Red Sox.
Oh, fuck off.
She's working as an account manager for an IT staffing agency. Alex talks fast, but she tends to move slowly. Slowly.
That's weird. But I have to say, just based on pictures, she looks kind of cute.
If she could have lunch with anyone, she'd pick Ellen DeGeneres.
Ugh.
And if she loved animals, she could have any job in the world, she'd be a zookeeper. Guys, thoughts?
I don't understand the sloth. I'm torn.
It's a gimmick. I'm not amused.
She is really cute. I couldn't stand somebody that sloth.
I can't hang out with a Red Sox Patriots fan and that calls herself sloth. Beat it. See,
she'll probably win the whole thing.
You also skipped her big brother as her role model.
Where
which
did
is
it
like,
say that?
Just right underneath that she wants to be a
zookeeper.
Continue
reading.
Just for the record, against my better judgment, I'm just starring that one just for
Okay, great. Next up, Angelique. 28-year-old marketing salesperson from Hamilton, New Jersey. She's a small-town Jersey girl with a love of corny jokes. Here's one for you, Angelique. Why did Colton cross... Okay, I can't. Why did Colton cross the road? Aaron, you get to make the punchline. Because the Abbey was on the other side.
Yeah, because the manhole was on the other side.
The glory hole.
Because Seth was there.
Her favorite TV show is How to Get Away with Murder. She's always dreamed of owning a clothing boutique. If she could have any superpower, she'd be able to tell if anyone was lying. That's actually a very good superpower.
That's kind of boring, though. I mean, how about, like, you know.
Ability to.
Invisible, flying. She's like, are you lying?
Yeah. And guess what? Everybody's lying.
Everybody's lying.
Everybody's lying. I'm not going to pick Angelique. Yeah. All right.
I don't know about
her. I don't know. The corny joke was.
You like her? Yeah. Also, I mean, I've noticed a few of these women are now of age to get married, at least.
Yeah, that's good. How old is she?
She's 28.
Oh, that's a great age.
And she has, like, an actual job.
Good for her.
Should we see how old Colton is? Let's see how old. What does Colton say about himself? He's 26.
I thought he was young. He's younger than me.
He's 26. He's best known for speaking out about his virginity. I mean, it's like.
And fucking through a sheet.
Yeah.
Best known for being 14.
Okay, yes. Okay, Annie. Annie is 23. She's a financial. So she's a typical kind of look for the Bachelorette. I feel like guys like people that look like Annie on this show.
Big teeth.
Big teeth, a barrel curl, blonde, small. Grew up on a farm in Wisconsin where she learned to ride horses. She competed in nationals for horse riding before attending University of Alabama to study finance. She loves country music and swing dancing. She's a party starter, always wants everyone to have fun. She hates mosquitoes.
Wait, did she say she was a party starter?
Yeah, and she hates mosquitoes. And
anybody
Ryan
that's
Gosling.
Like, I love mosquitoes.
Remember Alex is a salamander eater?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I do like people that call themselves party starters.
I'm going to put her as a maybe. I'm circling her as a maybe. She's a party starter.
Yeah, she looks too much like her horses. I'm gonna pause on that one. No?
Okay, great. Okay. You know, Aaron, I will take you up on you opening your computer if you want to read some of them. We'll go back and forth and read. I'll read this one. You can read the next one. Bree
has a long neck. I'm saying this as a woman with a long torso and a long neck myself. Brie is a model. Well, there you go.
Not here for the right reasons.
Okay, 24. Yep. She's from Southern California. She's more than just a pretty face. She played soccer for 8 years. She enjoys hiking and camping. She loves to hit the snowboard slopes. Her biggest dating fear, farting too loudly.
Well, now it's on the open.
Guys, as pretty ladies, would you ever describe yourself as, I'm more than just a pretty face?
Not in a million years. Never.
I know, right?
Excuse me. Oh my God, my biggest fear just happened.
I'm more than just a...
Yeah.
And also, Brie looks like every other person that's ever been on The Bachelor.
That's why I think she might...
win the whole thing.
She might be the evil one. What if she's the evil one?
I don't think anybody that talks about farting is the evil one
yet.
That's true. So now you're up. You're going to read Kaylin.
So you're on this one.
I love that it's Kaylin, not Caitlin.
Mix it up.
Yeah, mix it up.
Wow.
Is this me? Am I reading?
Yeah, you're going.
Okay.
She's kind of cute.
23, Miss North Carolina.
Okay.
Caitlin grew up in Virginia.
Caitlin.
Virginia broadcast journalism, was named Miss North Carolina in 2018. First runner-up, Miss USA, which means she lost. Caitlin, not your typical beauty queen. She once flew to Japan for her first date.
Ooh. Isn't that a typical beauty queen?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like, I'd like to fly you to Japan to meet with
and
me?
And you go, okay. luckily, she'll have one of blah, blah. Okay, fun facts. Her biggest mentor and role model is her grandmother, who was the first woman to be the head of the FBI in L.A.
I like that.
And look how she turned out. God, I hope her grandmother's
that's cool.
Dead and doesn't have to witness this. She's a terrible cook except for breakfast.
Me too.
She thinks Napa is the most romantic city in the United States.
What is the most romantic city?
Napa. Oh.
Since it feels like a small taste of Italy.
All right, I'm circling her.
Yeah, I circled her.
She's amazing.
I think she's my top pick so far of the three that I've picked. All right. Rob, do you want to read one, Rob? You want to read the next one? You read the next one.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You're cool. Caitlin.
Yeah, she's kind of cute.
Yep. I'm going to have Anna. You'll read the next one.
This is going to be a little hard.
No, we're doing it.
You're doing it.
Her name is...
She's cute.
This is Caitlin?
Yeah.
No, go back.
We just did Caitlin.
No, we're doing Caitlin. Kaylin. You did Caitlin. We're doing Caitlin.
Okay, they look exactly like...
For name, so there's there's a Caitlin and a Caitlin.
Yeah, great.
That's going to be so confusing. Okay, can you scroll up?
The only interesting things if those two made out.
She's 25. She's a realtor from Toronto. Caitlin is a successful realtor from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Successful.
Sure.
Who enjoys photography, painting, and singing in the shower. Boy. And walks on the beach. Here's hoping she musters the courage to belt out a few tunes in front of Colton. Or maybe not. Fun facts. Her favorite dessert is cheesecake. She considers herself a city person more than a country person.
Ooh.
If she could go anywhere in the U.S., she would ride horses through the Colorado mountains.
Is she white? Oh, yeah.
I thought the bio was pretty self-conscious, but I give her an A for effort on that. I like her.
It's the whitest profile of every... Yeah. It's like literally she's a walking pair of khakis.
Yeah.
I like to wear khakis.
And perfect for this show.
I mean, he's very white.
Yeah, he is the whitest person on earth.
Yeah, we also have to think...
There's no flavor in this one.
When we're picking the top three,
he's not
going to
pick her.
What would a gay man pick?
Not her.
You have to get inside the head of a gay man.
I feel like the guys in my hometown that I feel like are gay all have like the blondest, most beautiful girlfriends always to like prove a point.
Oh, right. Arden, that's a good point.
They always have these bombshells. It's like, I'm not gay. Have you met Stephanie?
Look at the tits on my lady.
Yeah, like, oh, I love boobs and lady bits and boobs.
Just general...
I think the most sort of classically, the equivalent of like who Ben Higgins picked is who a gay man would pick.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, of course I like women. All right. You're up, Tana. We're doing Cassie.
All right. Cassie. Speech pathologist.
You might need to go see her.
Speech pathologist. From Huntington Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
Same place my boyfriend came from. I should ask if they knew each other. True Californian, Cassie grew up at the beach and is an avid surfer. She is currently completing her degree in speech pathology. So you're not really a surfer. And hopes to one day open up a private practice to work with kids. Maybe in the meantime, she can teach Colton the language of love.
Look at that first fun fact, though. Look at the first one.
She has two cats named Maverick and Goose.
I love her.
Oh, my God.
I love her.
Skydiving is the most outrageous thing she's done.
Okay.
And the one thing she wouldn't do for love is turn her back on her family.
Have you ever
do anything for love?
But I won't do that.
I won't turn my back on my mother.
You know what I won't do? I would turn my back on my family if I ever had to watch somebody's arm get humped by a dog again. I witnessed one holiday season. I will not say who. Somebody let their dog hump their arm for like an entire episode of like American Pickers, you know?
To completion, right?
Yeah. And then and then we're like, what are you doing? God. And they replied, oh, she's just dominating me was the answer. I would turn my back on that in the name of love.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Wow. That's absurd.
I mean every holiday. Okay. It's not JJ. JJ would never. Okay.
Guys, how do you feel about Cassie?
I loved her, but I'm not picking her.
I think
hard pass.
I think I want to hang out with
Cassie. Yes, I think she's too cool for him. Right. She's got Maverick and Goose. All right, up next is Catherine.
Oh,
now,
boy.
She's like the Corinne. I feel like, because we have to pick our top cray. Yeah. Okay, I
look
see.
Look at the first two lines, and she's
first of all, she's a DJ.
Yep, cray.
She's from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh,
she claims to be 26.
Look, she's 48.
I understand Botox and lip injections. I get it. Like it's HD. I understand you got to do what you got to do. But she's so young that so much not here for the right reasons.
Her DJ name is DJ Agro.
I can't.
What the fuck is that?
She's into
agriculture.
She's
an up-and-coming hip-hop DJ. She's a hip-hop DJ.
Yeah.
She DJs
She's
from
making
farms.
A name for herself on the Fort Lauderdale club scene.
Oh I God. Can't even with this one.
I love her.
She doesn't have any tattoos because you don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari.
you're fired. No.
Her favorite author is Dr. Seuss.
Oh, my God. Is this a real person? Oh
and
God.
She's a pescatarian. Well, I'm going to say that. I'm going to put her as top cray for
yeah,
now.
Yeah, for sure.
Cray or villain?
Do we have villain? Or are we doing villain and cray?
Is there a diff between villain and cray?
Yeah.
So,
I would have said like Jordan was the crazy one, not a villain.
Who I guess Chris was the villain.
Yeah.
So on like Corinne's season though, she was kind of top cray and top villain.
True. But last year we picked. I mean, normally we pick a cray and a villain.
Do we?
Should we just do one?
Yeah.
Let's do one.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
I'm picking her as top sort of pain in the ass. Top nightmare cray. I'm picking Catherine.
Wild card.
Yeah, Catherine's got villain vibes just from that, like, her having her hand up to her hair.
Yeah.
She's actually holding up the string that holds up her cheeks.
She's got a face on a face by 26. Her face, you're not supposed to have a face on a face before 40, 47.
Yeah.
You get
She's
your first face on top of your face.
She's the only one that has her hand
face.
Up in her hair in the picture.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you mean this?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
This perfect.
She looks like she'd be on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or like 46 Day Fiancé.
All right, Katie, you're reading.
Okay. Courtney, right?
Yep.
All right, hold on one second.
Courtney looks nice.
She looks nice.
The internet, because we're all on it. So Courtney is 23. She's a caterer from Atlanta, Georgia. She was born in Wiesbaden, Germany. I don't know how you fucking pronounce that. But grew up in McDonough. Can't pronounce that either. Georgia, with four younger siblings, she turned her passion for food and cooking into a successful catering business, crafting healthy meal plans for athletes.
Ooh.
Colton's going to like that.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's just hoping she has the recipe for love with Colton. I fucking hate those lines. Fun facts, her most embarrassing moment was tripping twice on stage at her graduation. The closest she's ever been to marriage is a Pinterest board titled I Do, and she's afraid of almost all reptiles.
Oh.
She's cute, though.
She's super
cute. She's a little young, 23.
She's super young, but Georgia means they're ready to get married at 19.
That's true. And she's accomplished. I mean, she has her own
cute like
business
her.
At 23. I like that.
I think she'll get far.
Yeah, she'll get far.
She's definitely super interesting. She's got a good smile.
Yeah, okay. I like her.
By the way, I just want to say halfway through, I feel really good vibes about I feel like it almost feels like the old Meltdown vibes in here.
Yeah.
I feel like we're back, guys.
I really like it. Yeah.
And we appreciate also I enjoyed the Bougie Studio
like that was nice, and I appreciate. But this has a similar vibe. We're like we're back in our clubhouse.
Yeah, agreed. I love it. It's very. We should make a clubhouse sign for you.
We need a clubhouse. Oh my god, we need a clubhouse sign. Oh my god. Well, I'm gonna make the foam core board with all of our picks tonight.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Demi, 23, interior designer, Red Oak, Texas.
Great.
Okay. She looks like she's 12. Demi grew up in Demi. Is it Demi?
I feel like he's going to like
Texas?
Her.
Demi?
I think. What is Demi Lovato?
Is it Demi or is it Demi?
Is it Demi? Demi.
I just made her much more interesting.
You made her like Demi Moore.
Oh,
Demi.
God. G.I. Jane. Who didn't want to shag her on G.I. Jane?
Oh, my God. She was everything.
Demi grew up in rural Texas. Ooh, strike one. And is a proud country girl.
I think she's going to go
she
far.
She loves ATVing, fishing, and watching WWE. That's awesome. She also can drive a stick shift. She's
who can't?
She's ready to put her pursuit of Colton into overdrive. Keep an eye on this one, Bachelor Nation.
I could drive a stick shift by the time I was 11.
I know. Come on.
Most people can't drive stick shift.
Well, you got to nut up, America.
Can I call her?
You can. Of course you can.
Demi.
There's no way Katie Levine can't drive a stick shift.
Read the first thing in her fun facts.
One item on her bucket list is to be the sweet Jesus.
I'm not going to read it.
You ready for this? Yeah. You ready for this?
I'm not going to look.
Here we go. Fresh ears. One item on her bucket list is to be the first petite Victoria's Secret angel with an entourage known as the Demi Angels.
No, I can't. I think she's going to make it
this
far.
This might be the fucking cray cray. Oh, wait.
I think
there's
she's going
more.
Far.
Her favorite color is yellow. Stop. If she could have lunch with anyone, it would be Jon Snow in character. Okay, I'll give you that. Her favorite color is yellow. Send us a fun fact.
I think they're trying to make her like the Tia Raven.
Oh,
like
good call.
The southern one who's like, I'll go muddying or whatever crap they say.
I want to be a real petite
angel. I'm
going to
put her as my top pick so far.
Yeah, really? I think she's going to go far.
He's going to like that. He's going to actually think for a moment that he likes women. I'm boiling water for a second. Should we take a T.O.? Do you want tea?
That's good. Tia's going to blow her brains out.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, she's totally Tia. She's totally Tia. I'm making a new album called Totally Tia.
Tia.
I can't wait. I'm so horny.
Coming to ABC this
so
fall.
So horny.
Okay, this is Devin.
Okay, I'm not going to read.
She's 23. She's a broadcast journalist from Medford, Oregon. Devin graduated from Arizona State University with a Master of Arts in Sports Journalism.
Ooh.
She currently works on broadcast journalist for a local news station in Medford, Oregon. When she's not reporting, you can find her doing her best sun salutation in yoga class. Namaste, Colton. Mm. Boy, boredom.
No, boredom. Not happening.
Fun fact, she says her greatest achievement is getting her master's degree at 23.
But that is impressive.
Sure, it's great. But for the TV show?
I just looked over, I saw you were holding a pen. I thought you were wearing a giant bejeweled ring on your middle finger.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen my new ring? And she knows every word to Pride and Prejudice, the movie. Her motto,
not the book.
Her motto is, I'll do anything once.
Except read.
And I mean anything. Literally nothing's off limits.
Well, I like that she is a master's in sports journalism. That's a plus. She's educated at 23.
She's adorable. I think she'll go to paradise.
Really?
I don't think she'll make it.
Oh, sorry.
I think she'll go to paradise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Early call on Paradise Arden.
I'm calling her I'm going to say that she's somebody that she's too good for Colton. They're going to save her for Paradise, and somebody will scoop her right up.
Okay.
Tana.
Yeah, she's a hard pass.
Tana, I feel good about Elise. I want a redhead to do well.
Yeah, let's get a redhead in there.
I know she's got a crazy face.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, she'll put a spell on him.
She's ancient.
Or let's hear it.
She's 31.
She's 31, a makeup artist from Soldotna, Arkansas. That's
great.
Not a real place. Elise grew up
Alaska. They like the Alaska?
Alaska? Oh, yeah, because Arkansas. Who gives a shit? Oh, whatever. She spent her childhood ice skating and snowmobiling. She found warmer climate when she relocated to Scottsdale, Arizona, of course, where she now works as a makeup artist. She also enjoys hiking, reading, and spending time with friends over good food and wine. Fun facts, her favorite holiday is New Year's Eve because of the glitter, glam and hope for new beginnings.
Oh, so Arizona.
Oh, and she's never been out of the country.
I'm
going to say...
No. She's a maybe.
I wanted her to do well because she's a redhead, but I don't see Colton picking her.
No.
I mean, the fact that she's 31, she lives in Arizona, which is terrible.
He's 25.
And then she's 26. Never been out of the country? That's always think that's a red flag.
Absolutely.
I mean...
But I mean, it's Colton, so I don't know.
All right, Erica, she's a little cutie. Is it quiet now? Okay, great. Erica, 25-year-old recruiter from Encinitas, California. The Nut, as she's known to her friends.
Yeah.
Oh, she's crazy.
A ball of energy with a great sense of humor. Erica boasts that one of her talents is being able to eat whatever she wants without gaining weight. What's your secret, Nut?
Ugh, you
throw
bitch.
It up.
I don't keep anything down. Fun fact, best trip she's ever been on was backpacking through Europe with her best friend. Her ultimate date would be getting lost together in a new city. If she could have any job in the world, she'd be an interior designer. I feel okay about the Nut.
I feel okay about the Nut.
I feel like the Nut's going to go to paradise. I don't think she's going to go to the pants paradise. That's not happening. And
that's
they,
right.
Let's keep our eye on the Nut. She's got a fun wild card vibe.
I'm not going to pick the Nut, but I'm picking the Nut for paradise because I think the Nut will be too much for Colton.
What's the under-over that she gets hammer time on night one?
Oh, we got to pick first night drunk.
Yeah. The Nut might be a first night drunk.
The Nut might be a first night drunk.
That's first night drunk is a good
or
one.
Or the one that said she's a party star.
DJ
Aggro just loses it.
I have mint. I have mint tea and like hibiscus tea. Neither of them have caffeine. If anybody wants me to make them tea while Katie's reading.
Are you talking to the listeners or
to
us?
You guys. You guys. If you're cold. Does anybody,
the board is lighting up.
If you guys are cold, does anybody want a hot tea?
I'm okay.
I'm great. Thank you.
I'm okay.
Okay, great. All right. So this is Erin. She's 28.
No, I'm not.
Oh my God, her job says Cinderella.
This bitch is gonna be crazy.
Kill yourself.
She's from Texas.
Ew.
It says Erin works full time for her stepmother's home improvement business. She's not afraid to get her hands dirty, but cleans up nicely.
That's why she's
when
Cinderella.
She's not working. Erin enjoys ballroom dancing as long as it's not too late of a night.
Oh my God.
Erin loves expensive shoes, but admits she can do a better job keeping track of them.
I can't even.
She loves pumpkin spiced lattes.
Literally,
her favorite sports team is the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to literally murder her.
Fucking disgusting. Ew. I mean, it just seems disgusting.
I can't even.
Look at those fake eyelashes. No.
Is it terrible to say that I hope she gets out of the limo, falls smack on her face, has a concussion, and she's out for the season?
Her most romantic city is New York at Christmas. The most outrageous thing she's ever done is complete 5 bungee
she
jumps
be crazy.
In a row.
She could
yeah,
be crazy.
She's got crazy all over
wait,
her
wait.
Eyes.
Oh, she's got a
wait,
face
wait,
of crazy.
Yeah,
what, I gotta look. I gotta
face
look at her
face full of crazy.
Does she have a face on a face?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Well, she's
look 28. She looks
no,
older
she literally is 65.
I mean, when you wear that much makeup,
yeah. No, she's like a Texas pain.
Cinderella.
In the ass.
Her job is Cinderella.
It's a Cinderella theme. It's like a pun. Her whole
she
thing
works
is
for
a
her
pun.
Stepmom.
Yeah. No, she
she's a
gets into movies as a senior.
A hair.
I think she might do well. I'm going to circle her. I have a question to ask. Will you guys let me know when I start to turn into Charo with my own hair? I'm worried that I'm easing into the Charo portion of my life. Will you guys just call me out one day if you're like, you know what? It's time. If you've eased into Charo.
Never going to ease into
okay,
Charo.
I just
like in a good way.
Really?
I mean, Charo
okay,
had
good.
Spunk.
I mean, she did, but I don't want to turn into Charo by accident and have nobody tell me to my face. But
I don't know who Charo is. I'm
oh, my
young.
God. Okay. Oh,
all right.
Okay, Charo.
Google Charo, I guess.
Wait, how do I spell? That's Cairo. How do you spell Charo?
$10. We're the only ones Googling Charo in the entire world.
Yeah, Google search is like,
Google search is like,
there she is. There she is.
Oh,
no, that's
that
Charo.
There's only one Charo.
There's one
Your
R.
Your cheeks would have to get puffier.
Okay, I'd have to get a lot of... I'm not turning...
If you get some more injections all over your face.
Like, I'm not turning into Charo with my hair.
No, you're fine. Okay. Is that the cat lady?
No.
Oh.
She does coochie coochie.
Yeah,
she
dances and goes... Here
was her back in the day.
I mean, she had a lot of spunk.
I feel like I'm turning into Charo a little bit. Okay, great. Thanks, guys. I had a moment when I was getting my hair ready for you that I thought, am I Charo?
You are not Charo.
Okay, great. Great, great, great.
All right, well, Aaron okay. Blows. Who's next?
Hannah B. She looks like the Olivia. Remember Olivia with the open mouth? She was in it
She'll
win it.
She'll have a podcast after this.
Oh, yeah.
Does Olivia have a podcast?
Yeah.
She does.
She's won something that's called, like, I don't know, Olivia's Annoying or something.
She looks like a newscaster, like a broadcaster. Yeah. She's Miss Alabama.
Oh, we got another pageant queen.
Okay, you're up, Aaron. Hannah B.
Oh, I already don't like her because she cheers for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Yeah. 23, Miss Alabama, which isn't saying much. Born and raised in Tuscaloosa. She had all her teeth, bred to be a proud member of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Go Clemson. Following in her parents' footsteps, she recently graduated from Alabama with a degree in communications. She currently works as an interior designer, unemployed, and never misses an Alabama football game, total drunk, and in her spare time this year, she won the title of Miss Alabama USA 2018. Roll Tide, Hannah. In her spare time?
No. It's a 24-hour job. Her parents have money.
Yeah. But that's a hard... Yeah. Thing, you know what I mean?
I think they were trying to make it seem like, what can't she do? She does all of this. She's an interior designer. She goes to football. Oh, and she's this?
First of all, let's just break this down really quickly. She never misses an Alabama football game. The season's already over. You know what I mean? There's only 10 games. Everybody calm down.
Yeah.
There's
five
home ones.
We were all thinking it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Also,
are you noticing such a theme with these women? They're all just like these southern... Like, probably very crisp, virgin.
Oh, because of the Tia factor?
Yeah, and also just because the virgin thing, I think. Like, there's some, like, wild cards, but most of them are like, oh, I'm just a nice little southern girl.
Yeah.
The greatest show that ever was on TV, the greatest dating show ever, which we should think about doing for Patreon. I would watch it again. There was 3 seasons on CMT of a show called Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, right.
It was 12 cowboys or cowgirls, depending on vying for the heart of, like, so it was like 12 city slickers and 12 cowboys or 12, like, boys or girls vying for the heart of a cowboy or a cowgirl. It was spectacular.
Oh, my God.
It was so great because the actual cowboys were so lonely that they were coming to meet their wife.
Oh, wow.
And they were so adorable. The real cowboys were so adorable. And then the city slickers they got were, like, the cast of Jersey Shore.
Oh.
But it was wonderful. But it was all these southern, they were all, like, Clemson girl.
This one's a little different because she says her favorite type of music is country.
No way.
You'd think it would be Western.
Is she from the South?
Deep, deep R&B.
Yeah.
She likes it when her date opens all the doors, pulls her chair out for her, and
slaps
doesn't
her
fuck
face.
Her.
And yeah. Okay, Rob, you're up. Hannah.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, I'm not going to read along as you do it, so it'll be a surprise.
Just for those keeping score, there are 2 Alexes, 2 Hannahs.
Both from Alabama.
A Caitlin and a Caitlin.
Mm-hmm. Both the Hannahs are from Alabama.
We haven't even gotten to the Laurens yet. You know there's always like 18 Laurens.
All right, this is Hannah G. She's cute. She's 23. She's a content creator. From Birmingham, Alabama.
She is cute. She's real cute.
This sweet Southern belle definitely isn't camera shy. Uh-oh. She's both a photographer and model for her burgeoning social media business.
Instagram on Instagram.
She's an Instagram model.
Apart from planning the photo shoots for her next posts.
She has an iPhone.
She enjoys being a foodie and glamping. She doesn't do anything.
Oh,
hopefully Colton, quote, likes what you're putting down, Hannah.
Oh my God.
This is horrible. Fun fact,
she doesn't like seafood. Oh. Quality time is her love language.
Okay, I'll give you that.
She has a sassy cat named Marley. I love
that. She's not there for the right reason. She wants Instagram followers.
She's an Instagram model.
I think she's going to get far, though. She's really fucking cute.
Yeah, for sure going to get far.
Yeah.
I think he's going to like her.
Yeah.
And I think that she'll, like they'll be happy to play the part because she just wants him for the Instagram followers, and he just wants her for, like, the beard. So,
they're almost like
the perfect couple.
I love that she's the photographer and model for her versioning.
All this means is she shoots pictures. She takes selfies.
Exactly.
She should just be selfie.
Yeah.
She's
the maitre d' and the cook.
I have one of those lights that attaches to your iPhone to make your face look brighter when you do your makeup.
Yes, yes.
My job is filters.
What's the name of your business? At Hannah G.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Heather. Heather feels like Jerry Hall.
Okay.
Jerry Hall.
Oh my God, look at that.
DUI on her shirt.
How many? I wish it said DUI.
I literally thought
this is her.
Like,
oh my God,
it's
totally
DUI.
How many followers does she have right now?
79,000.
Okay, she's about to have a lot more.
She has 79,000 followers on Instagram.
He's 76. That's a lot.
For doing nothing.
Yeah.
At 23.
She's an Instagram model. She's probably thirst traps. Yeah, she thirst traps.
Okay.
There's something called thirst traps?
Yeah, it's a trap for men because they're like thirsty. So you're like, hey, look at my boobies.
Girl. Yeah. They love like
this conversation makes me want to retire from Earth.
Here's another bikini shot. Oh, it's just a Thursday. This is my Thursday bikini.
Yeah. Oh, woke up like this. Hashtag mood.
Hashtag no filter. This is just my tits in the sun.
I feel 80.
No makeup.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay
I know.
With that.
They're always like hashtag no makeup, and it's like I can see the makeup on your face.
You're holding a brush. Yeah. You're holding a contour.
You're wearing
brush.
A wig.
Who's up to read? Is it Rob?
Heather. No, I just read.
She looks like Jerry Hall back in the day.
She does.
Never been kissed. This is her.
No, but look at that.
Tana,
mouth.
You're up.
How's that possible?
Right.
Not possible.
Heather, never been kissed. Carlsbad, San Diego County.
Wait, never been kissed is, by the way, what she does for a living.
She's like,
her
I will.
Career.
No, I said no. I will not kiss you.
Oh, I can't either.
She's a real winner.
She's a kitty named Kitty.
She's a Southern California girl through and through. She's a thrill seeker who enjoys bungee jumping, skydiving, and river rafting. She'd be perfect for Maddie J. But out of all the thrilling things Heather's done, there's still one thrill that she has yet to experience. Oh, she's never kissed a boy, which I don't believe for a fucking second.
No.
But she's blown a dozen.
Yeah.
Kiss
me.
Someone's lips.
Yeah.
I mean, on
I
the
made
mouth.
Out with so many balls.
God. What I wouldn't do to give a good tea bag right now. I don't want to kiss.
She must be religious or weird.
Yeah, she's got a cross on. She's got a cross on in that necklace.
Wasn't that the plot of Pretty Woman?
She's got a cross.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's like aggressively saving herself. But also her fun fact is that she has a kitty named Kitty.
I mean, what about a kitty named Keith? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
She's afraid of snakes.
Wow. Look at your pants.
These are amazing. These amazing things. Never been kissed. She's a thrill seeker. There's nothing funnier than saying you're a thrill seeker, but she's never been kissed.
I'd say she's probably going to last a couple weeks
because of the kiss factor.
Yeah, the kiss thing.
I wrote night one out.
Okay. What I love about this next one is her name is Adrian, Jen. But in quotes it says Jane.
I don't even know.
I mean, it's like I'm Arden, Sonia, Marie.
I don't.
I'm going to put her as a possible crazy.
Yeah.
I just, anybody that is named one thing but goes by another thing, that's weird. She's a 26-year-old. Adrian Jane is a social worker, 26. She's a native West Hollywood, which where Colton will soon be moving. So they don't need to get a new apartment. He's a native to Los Angeles. Jane is a free spirit. She's crazy. She could definitely be the crazy.
But social workers are good.
All right, I'm
going to
say she's a crazy and Catherine's the villain and Adrian Jane's the crazy. She's a social worker, infectious energy, free spirit. She uses her positive vibes and good nature to help care for seniors at an elderly daycare facility. When she's not at work, Jane loves spending time with her mom and her dog, Bella. She loves tacos and Topatillo. Her grandmother taught her to speak Russian.
Hello!
And she would choose her checkered sneakers over heels or stilettos any day. I'm saying possible crazy.
I'd say possible drunk on night one.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
I have her going far.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
No way.
I like the sneakers. My twin's a social worker. What I think social worker is a great job. There's something about her I like,
okay.
But there are some red flags, Jane.
All right.
Red flag is just that she's got a nickname that has nothing to do with her name.
True.
That's a big one.
Maybe I'm just biased because she's a social worker.
All right. Katie, you're up with Katie.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is Katie. She's 26. She's a medical sales representative from Sherman Oaks, from our area.
Uh-huh.
A lifelong dancer, Katie attended Louisiana State University, where she competed on the dance team. After moving to Los Angeles, she worked as a medical sales rep
She settled in Sherman Oaks, where she enjoys yoga and sushi.
No.
She still dances in her spare time and hopes to teach Colton a few moves. Wow. Fun fact, skydiving is on her bucket list. Her favorite sports team is the
LSU.
LSU Tigers. She prefers glamping to camping.
I'm going to say she is a Paradise contestant.
Yeah.
I can't really. I mean,
she'll be a group date on a group date.
I think this is a one and done. I see first night out.
I think this next one, just by this little photo, I feel like she is going far. She looks like a JoJo to me.
Really,
Kerpa in her little photo, she looks cute.
Does she?
I think she's cute. She's a dental hygienist. She's 26. She's from Whittier. She's beautiful, spunky California girl. She works her dentist. She business a dental hygienist. She loves high read cooking and swimming. She's one deal breaker, Colton Better Floss.
No.
Her favorite show is Grey's Anatomy.
Are you effing kidding me?
What the hell?
She thinks Denver, Colorado is the most romantic city in the U.S. Nobody thinks that. No. And she's just saying that because he's from Colorado, guys.
No.
Her favorite date memory was a trip to Disneyland. Oh, she's going far. No. I'm going to circle her.
I don't know.
She's going to come out with dumb teeth jokes.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy.
Look at her. Look at her, though.
Kerpa? Oh.
Kerpa's all right, hot. Well.
She's like the next, what was the one from last season who's just got in trouble for like combing her hair on the hike or whatever? Glam shaming.
Yeah,
girl?
You're glam
shaming.
She's
a glam shaming.
What's Kerpa's IG? Is it just her?
How do you find these things?
She's sexy.
Well, that picture doesn't do her justice.
No, she's like, I would tell you, I would look so awful in a bachelorette studio photo.
I have to say, the Grey's Anatomy in Colorado are big red flags.
But that's what he is. He's a Colorado dummy.
He's a big red flag. So.
Huge red flag.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are all playing along at home. We're using the ABC website. I should have said that up top, but I didn't.
Interesting thing about her is her name's Kerpa.
Yep.
I know.
Yeah, I like the name.
Kerpa.
I like the name, but Kerpa. That's about it.
You're up.
Laura, 26, accountant from Dallas.
Big
boobs.
Why do I
keep getting these cowboy fans?
You can't tell in the little photo, but not a big
photo. Originally from El Paso, this beautiful girl next door once moved to Spain on a whim.
Well, that's a red flag.
Okay. Luckily for Colton, she moved back and it's ready to put her heart on the line for love. Fun fact, Spanish was her first language, so moving to Spain probably wouldn't be
the biggest deal.
She describes
her
most embarrassing style fashion blender as an emo phase in high school. Her biggest deal breaker as a relationship is negativity.
I think the girls aren't going to like her, and I think she's going to be sexy to get far. It's too bad the bachelor is a little gay.
I wonder how much, does she have an accent? Is she going to be like?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Is she the new, what's her name, Meatball?
Oh, a Bibby. I like Laura. I feel good about Laura. I think Laura's going far.
I don't really get a good vibe off of Laura, but I don't know. What do I know?
She's cute.
I think she's cute.
She looks like Wednesday Addams.
Yeah.
Totally.
I like that.
Wednesday Addams with a tan and cheese.
Boobies.
Knockers.
Cheese.
Yeah, she could be fun.
Okay.
It's like just fun to have some diversity.
You're up, Rob.
All right, Nicole. Let's do Nicole.
Oh, boy, that is not a good photo. Sorry.
Nicole used to have a nose, and then... Okay, Nicole.
I literally... That's going to haunt me for days.
Nicole is 25.
Oh, no.
Media coordinator.
Oh, no.
Which means she has Facebook and Twitter.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
From Miami. Nicole is a fun and energetic Miami native who loves salsa dancing and singing a cappella.
Did she get a cappella?
Acapella?
What is that? This is your note.
Once in Royal David City, stood a lowly cattle shed.
You take the dust can, Rob.
With a
Mary was the virgin mild, Jesus Christ, her
little child.
I was in choir in high school and they made us learn religious a cappella. You're up.
Her family was originally from.
I guess acapella is more like bump, bump,
Havana,
bump, bump, bump.
Oh,
okay.
Her?
Oh, she's cute.
Why does she have a nose in that picture?
She had a bad nose job.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't take photos that straight
in downtown.
Wow. She literally looks like a cardboard cutout.
She's from Havana, Cuba originally, and she's extremely proud of her roots.
Nice.
She lives at a home with her brother, mom, and grandma and can't wait to get out of there. Now, can't wait for Colton to try some of her grandmother's cooking. Fun facts. She describes her pets as her life. She has two dogs, a cat, and a cockatoo named Popeye.
That's cute.
Red flag.
Popeye.
Red flag.
She never gets embarrassed.
You should. I'm always embarrassed.
Get ready.
I'm always embarrassed.
Get ready, Nicole.
Oh, my God.
She's
so
cute.
Look at this photo. This
she likes all amusement park rides except roller coasters, and she lacks a sense of smell.
I have a new a cappella song. Bum, bum, bum. They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They say that Colton likes the ladies. And that he jumped a fence to get away from all the girls and the titties holiday. His name is Colton. He played football for 4 days.
Okay, yes,
great.
Good.
Guys, thank you so much.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
I wanted more, but then I kind of didn't.
Okay, Nicole might get farther than we think.
Yeah, but I still have to say no.
I don't know. She seems like she's a crazy.
It
to
is
me.
Like that. She looks so normal and
I
sweet
appreciate,
online, and then
I appreciate yeah. Katie pulling up the Instagram.
Yeah, Katie is showing yeah. us Instagram
because
photos.
Because we
these
can
people.
Actually see what they really yeah. kind of look like.
Actually, not, but in a different picture of them.
Instagram's fake, guys. Newsflash: Instagram's fake.
What? Hashtag no filter.
Wait, hashtag no filter.
People aren't really happy.
Oh my God, no, God, no.
People
no.
aren't posting their best moments.
No, God.
I don't have a family here.
I literally. I'm actually not a real human being.
Are you from China?
Yeah, I don't have cats. I just borrow my neighbors and take pictures of them. Uh-oh, this feels like a cray. I feel like yeah. a little cray happening here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, who's
Nina.
Up? Who's up?
I think I am. Sales accountant manager from Ooh. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yep.
30 years old. Nina was born in Croatia and moved Ooh. To the United States okay. with her mom when she was 9 years old.
Yep.
Uh-oh, we got ourselves a little Russian situation.
Oh. Yep, 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 yep.
Yeah, see, Uh-oh. Fleeing the conflict there amidst bullets and bombs.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What did she eat?
They put that in the bio.
Wow.
Amongst her many hobbies, Nina enjoys kayaking and hiking.
And running from bombs.
Oh, God. She's going to really play that up, isn't
oh,
she?
Oh, she is.
She also watched The Bachelor with her mom and grandma for years. Oh.
Is that the same person?
On the left?
It's not clear which one she
on
is.
The
her,
left?
Is one of them her mom?
I'm scared.
Is that her mom? Weekend shenanigans.
We're looking at an Instagram photo of her and a friend.
That we can't tell. So weekend shenanigans.
You know, this is... All right, so what's the under over? How many
weeks...
She's
afraid of heights and roller coasters. She has no chance.
How many weeks does it take for her to do the Croatian bullets and bomb story?
Two dates? One date? I'm going to say... Episode two.
Her favorite author is J.K. Rowling.
Are you kidding? I can't even.
I think
you're 30 and your favorite author is a woman that that did Harry Potter.
Yeah,
just say you like Harry Potter.
Yeah, I mean I love
Harry
Potter.
I think she'll go to paradise, and I think she might. I think is there a cray?
I think crazy maybe.
She okay. might be crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just very excited about I'm going to be giddy with excitement to see when she pulls out bullets and bombs.
Yeah, bullets and bombs might be night number one. If,
yeah.
You know what I mean? If
for sure.
Feels like
we will hear bullets and bombs.
And I hope she has an accent.
Yeah.
And I hope when he's like, you know, let me tell you something. Tell me a little bit about yourself. And she just is like, my country.
My family.
It's like, I just can't. It with the bullets.
It's a weekend.
And the bombs. And the bombs.
It's a very weekend shenanigans.
It's a weekend shenanigans. The weekend shenanigans. That's so fun with the bombs.
I can't with the fireworks on New Year's Eve. All the bullets. All the bombs.
No, I think I think she might be a cray contestant.
Yeah, she looks like a cray.
I mean, whoever does their eye makeup like that, I'm sorry.
I am afraid
is, like, really scary.
Of heights and roller coasters.
And they're going to put her on a plane first fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
They keep her around.
They're going to push her off a plane.
In America, we get you on the wing of the plane.
Oh,
Nina?
Amid fireworks.
Can I say
how fun doing this is and then watching the show, because it's like we've actually broken down all these contestants and you're like, oh, that's what they actually look like. You know what I mean? Yeah. They come out. I feel more invested.
This premieres on Monday, right?
Yeah, it's a 3-hour premiere.
It's 3 hours.
It's 3 hours. It's 3 hours.
You better hop that fence.
We're going to be up all night long.
I'm going to be, my wrist is, I'm going to be transcribing it for like 7 hours.
I've got to somehow watch Bama Clemson, watch all these dingbats, and do a set.
Yeah, you've got to. All right.
The drama.
Who's up?
Me? I think it's you.
Okay, here we go. So after Nina, we have who? Let's get there. Let's see.
Onyeka?
Onyeka? Okay, here we go. Onyeka!
A lot of Dallas people.
24-year-old IT risk consultant.
Ugh, we need her at the White House.
From the Dallas, Texas. Onyeka grew up in Manhattan, Kansas, in a loving family. Her parents are originally from Nigeria and have been married for 35 years. Her parents got engaged after just 2 weeks.
Oh, great.
Onyeka is hoping to have that kind of luck with Colton.
Oh, she's obsessed.
She's
going to
work
parents.
That up.
It's a lot about her family. Her go-to pickup line is, you look so familiar.
Are you my parents?
She's so cute.
She's so cute.
God damn, she's cute.
Cute.
Aw.
Like, all of her photos are like,
Cheez-Its are her favorite snack. If she could do any job in the world, she'd be a music producer. She's adorable.
She's adorable.
I mean, she's adorable. I think Paradise. I think Paradise.
Yeah, she's not going to end up with old Colton.
I don't think Colton's going to win.
She's too cool for
Colton. You're up. So it doesn't matter.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How do you say this?
Ooh,
Revion?
How do you say it?
Revion?
Revion?
Revion.
It's like the drink, but with an R.
She's 24. She's a nurse from Santa Monica. Revion is an esthetician.
That is
not a nurse. That's nails. Did she mean nails instead of nurse?
She'll wax your eyebrows for
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
Also, from what I heard, she works for... this is what it says.
What are you, an esthetician blogger?
Arorian, who is the cosmetic dermatologist for the Kardashians.
Oh!
That's what it says. That's what
I love. So could we please put nurse in quotes?
Yeah.
When she's not helping people feel beautiful.
Ew.
She loves to attend music festivals. She's also fluent in Mandarin.
Number one.
Oh, no way. She likes Coachella?
Okay. She once flew across the country to meet a guy she met on the internet.
Oh, that's a
her
great
favorite
idea.
Author is Stephen King.
Nothing
so she's
wrong with
a murderer.
That.
Travel and food are her two main passions.
Wow,
pictures of her from
way to be specific.
Instagram?
Yes,
is she Asian?
It's just the Asian with blonde hair is always a red flag.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, she is an esthetician nurse.
Oh, she's
a nurse.
Like all the, I mean, she's cute.
Oh, she's really cute.
See, she looks
she's
so much
really
better with
cute.
Brown hair.
She's really, really cute.
You guys, these Instagram pictures are, well.
Okay.
All right.
She's got a great
not
ass.
Here
she's
for
got
the right reason.
She's got
not
the,
here for the
she's
right
got the
reason.
Kardashian ass.
Yeah.
She'll do well in Paradise.
Yeah, that's Paradise.
She's
all.
Got a great ass.
Oh, God. This is her at a music festival.
That's at Coachella.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
That looks like Burning Man.
Yeah,
oh, maybe it's Coachella.
Looks Coachella.
Maybe it's something
that looks like a Venice
nightmare.
Boardwalk. That looks like down at Venice Beach.
It's literally like a drummer in her backyard.
No. Okay, you're up, Erin.
Okay, what do we got?
Sydney. I want to redo her hair for the photo shoot.
She looks like a stage 5 cleaner.
I bet she's.
Oh!
I bet she's cuter than that in real life. But she's a dancer, an
ooh, NBA
dancer.
Ding, ding, ding,
she's
ding.
She's cuter in real life.
Yeah.
Fortunately, she has no money because they are not treated well.
Sydney has danced since she was 3 years old, get in line, and currently a professional dancer for an NBA team.
You are such a fun dancer, Lara.
Why? What team?
I'm going to find out.
Oh, you know what?
Well,
it's probably Knicks
says
and
New
she's
York,
so depressed.
Yeah.
She had a great success. She's had great success in her career, but hasn't been lucky in love.
Or the
oh,
Nets.
She's a Debbie Downer. She's
never had a boyfriend.
Okay. She's never had a boyfriend, and she's an NBA dancer.
She's 27.
This is your cray-cray. That's my cray-cray.
Her favorite movie, Cinderella. Anybody that has that Cinderella fantasy?
I don't like her Instagram. She has cute dogs.
The most outrageous thing she's ever done was hitchhike in China. I'm telling you, this one's head spins all the way around.
Okay. All right.
This is my cray.
Yeah, no. Every guy she meets, she's like, I knew I would find you. And they're like,
and it's like the first hour.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, listen, she's an NBA dancer. She's obviously athletic. She's pretty. She's 27, never had a boyfriend. That's on you, Sydney.
Yeah.
Guys are so easy. I don't know.
Guys are
so
fucking they are. Idiots. They are.
Yeah. I dated so many guys.
Did you ever have a boyfriend? Did you have a boyfriend, Aaron?
This is really, really quick. I was just kind of scanning them, and I go, oh, she has never had a boyfriend. And Sarah, my girlfriend, and I go, well, I never had a boyfriend when I was 27. She goes, yeah, but you were a homo.
You hadn't had a boyfriend by then?
No. No. I banged a couple dudes, but I never settled down.
You weren't sure if they were the one.
Yeah. You weren't ready to put a ring on it.
Yeah, I was like, do you have a vagina?
But where's your vagina?
Okay, Pat.
Where's your vagina?
Oh, my God.
I do like talking sports with them. But.
You are the biggest hit with every guy. I mean, literally, you go to a comedy festival with you, it's like the Sklars capture you. They all capture you.
It's just sports.
They can all talk to you.
I know, because there's no sexual energy. So it's the only time men could be normal. Except for Rob.
Tajwan is up. And you're up, Rob, with Tajwan.
We didn't nail that name.
Hi,
that's
Tajwan.
That's a beautiful
Tajwan.
Name.
Tajwan is beautiful.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Her Instagram is private. I can't find photos.
Oh. Okay. All right. She's out.
She's out. She's Tajwan. Here for. She actually is here for.
Oh,
the
what do you want?
Yes,
love?
Exactly. Sometimes when they do private, I'm like,
that's
oh,
a good thing.
Yeah, that's yeah. good.
All right.
Good for
Tajwan. Don't trust
actually
it.
There for the right reasons.
25 business development associate. I don't know what any of those words mean.
Oh, way to get to the tattoo.
Castle Pines, Colorado. Tajwan grew up in Houston, but moved to Colorado with her mom, brother, and two dogs. She loves reading, outdoor concerts, more outdoor concerts, and shopping with her mom. She has a tattoo that says, I love bad ideas.
Oh my God, I love her. Oh my God, I love her.
Hopefully Tajwan only sticks to her good ideas when it comes to Colton. Fun fact, she has a paralyzing fear of frogs.
Oh my God, that's
okay,
amazing.
That's okay. Good for the editors. Her favorite type of dancing is salsa.
She's cute.
The best trip she's ever been on was a bike tour of Croatia.
I want to be friends
I don't
with,
think
I
Nina
friends
likes
with her.
That.
I like
not
her,
but
Colton.
Not for Colton. Yeah. She's too
I mean,
interesting
again,
and fun.
Also, she's a woman, so, you know.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Sure. She's great.
And it's interesting. They're getting her a lot of Colorado ladies.
Yeah.
She's
Colorado
beautiful.
And Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas, yeah. Right?
She's beautiful, and I don't think. Oh, I wonder. Oh, by the way, did young Becca have her baby yet, Anna? Young Becca, the nanny?
No, I don't think so.
She's,
not yet.
She's been super pregnant for
she
a
went back
long
to college,
time.
Apparently.
She's been super pregnant for eight. She's been,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Popping for months.
Yeah.
She's
I don't
so
think she's had him yet.
She's so tiny, though. I would imagine, like, it just kind of, at a certain point, was like, you're super pregnant.
Remember when she got lost in Humboldt?
Yeah.
I just watched a documentary about all the people who die in Humboldt, and I
what?
Was like, she made it out.
How do people die in Humboldt?
It's just a very sketchy place where weed money is dark money. Right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, watch Murder Mountain on Netflix. It is horrifying,
crazy.
By the way.
Really? People go to like pick weed and then they get decapitated.
Yeah, because
is that,
true?
That
has an outlaw
that needs
country
to be
up there. It's truly outlaw
of the
country.
Money. It's just bags and bags of money.
Yeah.
For weed.
Yeah, because up there it's people are cutthroat, literally. They will
wow.
cut your throat over their money and their weed.
Wow. I was going to go up there for a long weekend, and then I was like, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not worth it.
Okay.
It's a dangerous place.
We're down to our last two bachelorettes. Who's up tangent. To read? Oh, is you're up? Anna, you're up.
That was such a
you want to die in Humboldt?
Yeah. Be careful in Humboldt. Okay, this is Tayshia. She's 28. She's a phlebotomist.
What
is that? Oh, no, that's the blood thing. Yeah, yeah. From Corona Del Mar, California. This Southern California girl is definitely not the squeamish type. She draws blood for a living. Woo! She's got health insurance, baby. When she's not filling up vials for her patients, she volunteers at the church and goes wine tasting. Interesting, because she likes blood.
Ooh.
Unlike her patients, she's a vampire. Tayshia hopes Colton feels faint when he sees her. That's a bummer.
Mm.
One of her biggest turnoffs is when her date chews with the mouth open. She recently completed a mission trip.
Oh, she's really religious.
Jesus. She was a Girl Scout for 12
okay,
years.
Okay, she's definitely also...
She's so cute.
She's so
that's a cute photo.
Cute.
All her photos are super cute. She looks really normal.
She's really religious
she
and really
too,
cute.
She might be too religious.
Good. I think she'll...
make it far because she is religious, and then she won't want to have sex with him, and then that's his dream.
Oh,
and that's his dream.
Okay. Katie, that's a good call.
He's like, perfect.
Great.
Oh yeah, he found the Lord. You don't want to leave.
Here's our final contestant. Ooh. It's Octomom. It's
oh, no! Holy forehead coming in hot.
She's got 15 kids.
Oh my God, she's 80.
She's 31. She's a wardrobe stylist, mm-hmm. originally from New York. She relocated to the West Hollywood, Colton,
okay.
to pursue a career in wardrobe styling. When she's not helping celebrities look their best, she's traveling the world with her sister.
Who's the same person?
She'll be helping Colton with fashion tips all season long.
He needs it.
Fun fact, if she could be anyone else for a day, she'd be Beyonce. Good choice.
Good one.
She says she could live off of hot dogs.
That's interesting.
All right. She loves to be the center of attention. She might be crazy.
Oh, she crazy.
Okay.
She crazy.
Guys.
She forehead crazy.
She forehead crazy.
Forehead crazy.
You coming at me with that forehead crazy? You don't think I don't see you coming forehead crazy? We've had a five head before. I think this is a six head.
The five head member became the Bachelorette.
Rachel was the five
Rachel.
Head.
Now Rachel.
We have we have a six head. We've got
I
a
promise
six
you,
head.
Tracy will not be the next.
Takesha. Okay.
Oh, wow. This is a tough one.
All right. Yeah, let's take a break. Guys, go shake it off. Everybody be cool. Guys, this is really fucked up. We did some dark stuff while we were guessing. Look at this table. I need a picture of this. This is just such a sight for sore. It's like we're at camp right now.
Yeah.
It's like
emotionally exhausted.
And it's dark outside. When it started, it was light.
It was light. Now the lights are out.
I used to have a family.
Yeah.
I am still under the table.
Can you take one down from afar of the whole shebang? What's more fun, that way or this way? You tell me. Okay, great. All right, Rob is going to go first. We're going to pose for a second. Look at this. Okay, great. Okay, great. Things are really working out.
Things are really working out.
Things are really working out.
All right, I'm
going
to go.
Okay, Rob. Okay, so you're going in what order? Number three?
Number three on my top three is Alex D. I'm going with, it's just one that's just something about her. Really?
I thought she was really cute. I thought she was really cute.
I swear to God I wasn't looking at yours.
Okay. I think she looks like a normal person.
Number two.
Yep.
Demi. Or Demi.
Demi.
Or Demi.
Demi.
And number one, Caitlin. Caitlin. Not Kaylin.
Okay, great.
But Caitlin.
And who's your top cray?
Top cray is DJ Aggro, Catherine.
And who's drunk on the first night?
Drunk on the first night, I'm going to go with Adrian, but call me Jane.
Okay, great. Okay.
Adrian, quote Jane.
Okay, great. Great, great, great. Tana, you're up.
All right, I am going to say...
Okay.
Are we doing third to first?
Third to first.
Okay. I'm going to say third place, Kaylin, mm-hmm. no T.
Also strong choice.
Also strong choice.
Second choice, Bree.
Bree, yeah.
I got to look up Bree.
Bree's the one who looks like every other contestant. She's going to go far.
Yeah. Too the boring. Model, the long neck.
Not even boring. And she's too boring to even put an E.
Okay, great.
Bree.
And then my top choice is Hannah G., the mm-hmm. Instagram star.
Yep. Okay, top cray.
My top cray is Aaron.
Which one is
I am right here.
wait, where's Aaron? Which one is Aaron?
Aaron was...
Oh, yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah.
The one that... Cinderella?
Yeah. Okay, drunk crazy. On the first night?
Will be Erica. And then my villain is Catherine.
Are we doing that? Okay. Okay.
Drunk is definitely Erica the nut.
Okay, so are you going to do Cray? So I think we're going to combine Cray and villain. Are you going to pick Catherine or Aaron?
I'm going to say Aaron.
Okay, so she's going to be the villain. Okay, I'm going to go last to first. I am going to go number three. I am going to go Demi. Mm-hmm. And by Arden, I wrote down Anna. My name is Arden.
Nice.
Okay, so I'm going to go Demi, number three. Number two, I'm going to go Kaylin, not Caitlin. Kaylin. Is that what you did, Tana?
Mm-hmm. For my number three.
And my number one, I'm going Instagram model, Hannah G.
Ooh, Hannah G.
I think they will suit each other. And my top cray, I'm going to go Catherine. Mm.
DJ Aggro.
DJ Aggro in the house.
DJ Aggro.
I love when they look psycho and then they're just the most pleasant human being.
You know, DJ Aggro is like so delightful. Yeah.
And then I'm going to go drunk on the first night. I was also going to go Adrian Jane. wait, what do they put her down as? Jane or Adrian? Oh, yeah. I'm going to go drunk on the first night. I'm going to go Nina. Nina. Woo! Nina.
Bombs drunk. And bullets.
Yeah, yeah. Bomb. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Drunk on the first night. I'm going to do Nina.
So many people in my country. Bombs. Bullets. Need a bullet of whiskey. Is there a drink called the bullet?
Katie Levine. Yes. What's it going to be? All right. So my... The third one is Taisha. I don't know how you pronounce her name. Taisha, the
T one,
the pretty black girl.
Oh,
T A Y C H I A. Or sorry, T A Y S H I A. I can't fucking talk.
T A Y S H I A.
Taisha.
Then I can't decide between Demi or Kaylin, which is going to be which.
Mm.
I think it's going to be. I'm going to go with Kaylin and then Demi.
Okay, Demi's the winner.
Yeah, yeah. And then Cray is, I'm going to say Catherine.
DJ Eggroom!
Yeah. Yeah. And then First Night Drunk is, I think First Night Drunk might be Jane.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say
social
Jane.
Social worker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like, oh, you mean Adrian? Oh, Jane, right, Jane.
The social worker thing?
Jane. Yeah,
I just trust her too much with my mental health.
I mean, guys, I feel like...
Erin Foley comic.
Okay.
You need to do her, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, you haven't gone yet?
No.
My God. I blacked out.
Oh, sorry, Erin. We don't have time for your...
Sorry, I
didn't... back this under the table.
I only know you as Jane now.
Okay, Jane.
I thought Jane already went. I didn't know that Erin didn't go. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Happy to be here.
Erin Jane Foley.
I'm glad my picks count.
Okay, number three.
Number three.
Because I feel like you guys have the same picks. Am I wrong?
Nope. Alex the Sloth.
No.
Yep.
Which one is
that? You're crazy for that
Alex,
one.
My we little this, wild card. It's our same.
Okay.
That's her.
I can't wait to see how she moves slowly.
Yeah, she's going to move slowly into his heart.
number two, Hannah G.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that? Let me see.
That waste of space.
Instagram model.
Oh, yeah.
But she runs her own business where she's a photographer and a model.
Yeah. She's going far, y'all.
Yeah, she is going far. Number one, Kaylin, no T. Kaylin, C-A-E-L-Y-N-N.
See, now I kind of want to go Kaylin. I have her in there. I put
I'm
Instagram model.
I'm always wrong. I mean, I did Stone and Stone and Stone as my number one.
Guys,
remember? Don't follow Miley. Number one was Jack Stone and Stone and Stone. Because I was like Texas lawyer.
No way.
You picked Stone and Stone and Stone was number one.
Okay.
So don't follow Miley.
You're absolutely right. I forgot that you picked Jack Stone. You picked Jack Stone.
You were so confident.
Yeah, I was. I was like, you guys, Jack Stone.
By the way, one of my number ones is coming to our hearts, Alex Salamander Eater. I summoned him like a vision board. Why didn't Jack Stone come into our life?
I don't know.
Who's your cray?
Who's your cray? And he was drunk on the first night.
My cray is Tracy.
Tracy.
Yeah. Full forehead. Very last she's going to be a pain in everyone's asses.
Yeah. Oh, Tracy. Yeah. I forgot about Tracy.
Hi,
Tracy. Aggro, she's going to play some music and her cheeks will fall out.
Who's going to be the drunk on the first night?
The drunk on the first night. You know what? It was going to be the nut, but that maybe that's too obvious. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say, never been kissed. Heather is so fucking nervous.
Yeah.
Which
that
one
she
was,
gets tanked?
Which one was the nut? Which one was the nut?
The religious
Erica.
One.
The nut is Erica with a K.
Yeah.
Heather. This let me one. See.
I'm saying Heather's going to be a wreck, and she's going to have a lot of.
Oh
wine.
My God, you're right. She's going to be a lightweight. I'm going to change mine. Erica's going to be drunk on the first night.
Erica's definitely the nut is going to be wasted.
That's my guess.
Or you know,
my God, you're right. I'm looking at her. She feels southern, so she's going to be like, "Let me tell you something about
let's
something."
Let's keep our at least keep our eye on Annie the first night because she is the self-described party starter.
Oh yeah, Annie.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Annie. I've got my eye on Heather. I'm hoping
and Elise could go off-roading as well. The redhead.
Redhead.
I really look at this picture and just wrote no on her forehead. Oh boy.
This was fun. This is
Aaron,
a fun
how
way
long
to
are you gone
on
for? How long are you gone for? When are you coming back to us?
A couple weeks, and then I'll be back.
What does a couple weeks mean? How many weeks?
3 weeks.
That's a long time.
I know, but I've got fun shows, and then I'm going to see the lady in New York. Yeah, it's just kind of the good thing is I'm going to stay on the East Coast because there's a lot of East Coast stuff.
That's smart. That's great.
Yeah.
Tana, did you get a haircut?
Did
I did.
You say your hair
cut all my
really...
hair off and dyed it back to brown because it was
and
rotting
you're parting
away.
It on that side.
I always
is that
that.
New?
No, it's, no, it feels like a new look. It feels like it's a new cut. It feels like a new cut.
You look awesome.
Yeah, you look really fresh.
Yeah, I got rid of all my grays.
Do you have grays?
Oh, honey.
Do I?
I'm so gray. I like looked in the mirror one day and I was like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know.
I get super gray.
I've never seen a gray, but I think it's because my hair is so light.
I could probably color my hair literally every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
My mom went full white when she was like 31.
Yeah, my mom is
she was Hispanic.
Pretty white.
I'm kidding.
you no, guys.
I got so much gray.
Mary Agnes is a Latina.
You've got a good gray, Rob. I like your gray. You've got great hair.
Men can do. Yeah. I love salt and pepper.
I love you, salty peppy.
Me and Peter.
You and Peter. Yeah. You could be dating the meatball.
Yeah.
How excited are you? Who are you most excited for? Wills or... Venmo John. Venmo John.
Venmo John.
Or Annalise.
Yes.
Or PayPal Rick.
Yeah. Or PayPal Rick. Who
I think Annalise. I think I'm excited for Annalise.
Who are you
most
saddest to miss? Who are you saddest to miss? Wills.
Will. I just love Wills. I love Wills from the
get-go. Who are you saddest to miss, Katie?
I think Venmo John would be fun.
Oh. And then... And Wills. And then I'll write it down. And then also, I...
You guys are going to have so much fun.
I'm so excited. And Padgett's going to be there.
I can't even.
She can't eat.
My
she,
sweet, sweet Padgett.
Yeah. She's the Jimity Jam.
Well, it's good because I'll have too much wine and I'll stare at her. So that's what would have happened. So.
You can just stare at Venmo John and pretend it's and pretend that it's Padgett, a photo of Venmo John. Guys...
Can you guys promise me to call and text after and let me know
oh
how
my
it
god.
Is?
Yes, absolutely.
I will be texting you through the entire
oh my god, we're going to miss you so much. I can't believe that it's the same weekend.
It's so stupid.
But
well, whenever you do another live one, I'll
we should go
jump
up to Jason.
Yeah, I would definitely be down to
Seattle.
So fun.
My best friend lives there.
Seattle's yay. Such an awesome city. And they better
my band
be
is playing Seattle on January 19th at Chop Suey.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, which is
you're such a rock star.
You are a rock star. And aren't you on a show on Amazon that's coming out?
I have a recurring role on Bosch, which is coming, the new season of Bosch.
So
and right
exciting.
Now I'm working on NCIS New Orleans.
Nolens, as they say.
Job.
They say Nolens.
That's new, right? That hasn't existed before?
Right. This is all new.
Are you
that's
a
so exciting.
Are you a murderer? Do you murder anybody?
No, not a murderer. Just a dude from someone's past who comes back.
I'll say.
Oh.
Bachelor 2017.
Ding dong. I'm back.
Do you play a cop on Bosch?
On Bosch, I'm not a great person, but no.
Ooh.
Not
I love when you mix it up.
Yeah.
Go from
you
God
a real
to evil
dick on
that's
Bosch.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll be
that's
on the
exciting.
Magicians, guys.
Hey.
Woo.
I went deep on season 1
I'm
of the
on
Magicians
it.
Over holidays.
I did it last summer. It's coming out soon.
No, wait. What season is that? 3?
I don't know, but I'll tell you after about Elena the Highway that I'm in that you'll enjoy.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I may or may not be a good person.
Oh,
excited.
I always like magicians because when they do spells, they just kind of throw their hands at the camera.
Side note, had a great time. They were really nice, and the sets were gorgeous. Yeah.
Where do they shoot that?
In the Couve.
Right.
Just where I'll be playing near Yuck
Yucks. Are you an evil nymph or whatever that show always has on it?
I'm a professor of werewolfism.
Ah. No way. Arden, this is really exciting.
It was very exciting. It was. I have a fun part. It's
oh my
fun.
God. I got to finish season 2 so I can
it's
see
it's exciting.
You on
I'm
3.
With the young boy, sort of the nerdy boy.
The lead?
Is that? I
don't know. Nerd
yeah.
boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's,
yeah, yeah.
He was a delight.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for Rob.
Yes.
Aaron. Tana. Katie.
We did it. We christened the podcast studio.
This is always my favorite episode. It's one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, absolutely. And my favorite group of people.
I mean, what a joy. What a dream team. So here we go. All right. Should we play out our song?
We'll see you. It's happening, guys. It's happening.
It's happening.
This is our launch.
Have fun. Have a fun season.
Put your earphones on. You can hear.
Wait, can I give a quick shout out to Allison Verity Settles, who is my best friend's sister, who through my best friend was demanding when our drafts episode was going to drop.
Yay!
So I heard from my best friend yesterday being like, my sister is curious when you're drafts is coming out, and I was like, whoa, okay.
There was a lot of people on Instagram, like on other posts that had nothing to do with this. They were like, where's your draft?
So thanks for keeping us on our toes.
God, guys, the holidays intervened, but we're back.
We wanted to do this.
God, so horny. God, I'm so randy. It's like 2019. It's like a really randy year for America. That's how Colton's going to say that at the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Will you accept this rose that's wrapped around my dick?
What if he just doesn't pick anyone because he's fucking Colton?
And the last rose goes to...
Yay! What if him running out and jumping that fence
in the most controversial season of The Bachelor?
Oh my God.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.